بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما فقال الأقرع بن حابس إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لا يرحم لا يرحم متفق عليه. This hadith, which an incident of the extreme compassion and love that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exhibit towards his grandchildren, is illustrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who says that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Yesterday we discussed one important aspect that should be derived from the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, that إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says that remember the time, in other words, take cognizance of this is important, when Yusuf alayhi salam related his dream to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. The takeaway from that, as we mentioned, is that something important, worrying, significant had occurred in the life of this young child. The first person he turned to confide in, to seek advice from, to take guidance and counsel from, was his father, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. Develop one's relationship with one's children. And this is not possible unless there are two aspects to this. There are two important ingredients. One is what we call sohba, importance of spending time, quality time with one's family, with one's children. Then only this type of relationship will be developed. The second, that child is not going to turn to you if you are going to be harsh, rigid. If there is compassion and love, as we see from the lives of the Salafi Saliheen, from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they publicly, openly showed great compassion and love to their children. Interestingly, this occurred in an environment in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where this element had been passed on of the days of jahiliyyah and ignorance, even amongst believing sahaba, those that had brought iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This element in some of them remained, that to show publicly affection and love for one's children, this was anathema, it was unheard of, it went against the very grain of their thinking. Somebody holds a lofty or high position in society, for him to show love for his children publicly, to kiss them, to show affection for them, this was completely unheard of. They couldn't even understand such a thing, as we can see from this particular incident also. Allah's Rasul in that environment, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of his home. وَمَعَهُ سَيْدِنَا حَسَنْ وَحُسَيْنَ. With him was Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. هَذَا عَلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ الْوَاحِدِ وَهَذَا عَلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ الْآخَرِ وَهُوَ يَلْثَمُ هَذَا مَرَّةً وَهَذَا مَرَّةً. Comes out of his home. On one shoulder is one grandchild, the other shoulder is the other grandchild. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, such is his love, kissing this one, kissing that one, kissing this one, kissing that one. So an elderly leader amongst the Arabs sees this and he is shocked. Can't believe such a thing. Such was their culture at that time, as we see from this incident also. Before we go into that, one was the obedient child of Yaqub alayhi salam, that is Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. The other hand, disobedient children, as is the challenge that many parents are facing today, society is such, culture is such, the temptations are such, that many of our youth have become rebellious. They have turned against their parents. They are not prepared to listen. Many of them become harsh. Many of them become arrogant. Like we hear this. It shouldn't be happening, but we hear this youngster catches hold of the collar of his father. Says, "What have you ever done for me?" Father enters the room of a teenager and the teenager has a problem with it. He says, "You invaded my privacy. Who gave you permission to enter my home?" Such arrogance today has become, instead of being the exception, has become the norm. Now in the face of that, what should the conduct of a father be? Take the case of Yaqub alayhi salam. This is also an important takeaway from the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam's sons had turned against their father to such an extent. I am not saying it, this is the language of the Quran. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَ إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. There's no easy way to translate this. Who are they referring to? They're referring to a great Nabi of Allah. And not only a great Nabi of Allah, someone who is senior in age, yet the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Verily our father, and lam is ta'keed, stress, emphasis, la, without a doubt, fi dalalim mubin, has deviated tremendously. He is in great error. Elsewhere in the surah, innaka lafi dalalim mubin, they address him directly to his face. You are on dalal. Not just dalal. Dalal is like we say someone has lost his way. He's on dalal. He has lost his hidayat. He's lost his guidance. Sons are addressing their father with such arrogance. Innaka lafi dalalim mubin. Not just normal dalal. Dalalim mubin. Clear cut deviation. You have lost your way. When Yaqub alayhi salam exhibits his grief, his sorrow, cries over the loss, the pain of the loss of Yusuf alayhi salam, cries so much that he loses his eyesight also. Here also, instead of showing compassion, instead of regretting their action, they address him. Are you going to carry on crying like this? Hatta takuna haradan, aw takuna min al-halikin, until you waste away like this, or you destroy yourself. Such arrogance they displayed towards Yaqub alayhi salam. What did he do? What is the sabak and incident of the conduct of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam towards those children that have become disobedient? Not just disobedient, when they come with the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam, he, Yaqub alayhi salam, immediately knew that no accident had happened. They had done something to Yusuf alayhi salam. He doesn't accost them, doesn't become angry with them, doesn't hit out at them. Quran says, وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. They brought the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam on it, دَمٍ كَذِبٍ. There was blood of lies, of treachery. They said, this is the blood of Yusuf alayhi salam. The moment Yaqub alayhi salam saw the shirt, why did he know that they were lying, they had made this up? Because no wolf is that intelligent that will attack someone and the shirt itself would not get ripped or shredded. This shirt was intact. They took the blood of some animal and put it on the shirt and said that this is the blood of Yusuf alayhi salam. So even in that lie, they were not intelligent about how they lied. So the moment Yaqub alayhi salam saw this, he realized that they had done some treachery. They had committed some great crime. They had done something to their baby brother. Yet, what is the reaction? فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. I will make sabr, and not just sabr, in a beautiful way. He didn't lash out. He didn't become arrogant and harsh. He didn't demand an explanation from them. He didn't take them to task. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. Allah's help will come over the wrong that you are doing and this lie that you have perpetrated. So despite their arrogance, patience, tolerance, kindness, when they were going to enter Egypt, he said to them that, "Oh, ya baniya, la tadkhulu min babin wahid, wadkhulu min abwabin mutafarriqa." Gave them advice, nasihat, enter not through one door, enter through various doors. I'm not going into all the details. But throughout this entire incident, in the face of their harshness and arrogance, Yaqub alayhi salam displayed love, compassion, tolerance, and great sabr, patience. And what was the eventual outcome? Ya abana astaghfir lana dhunubana inna kunna khati'een. That, oh, our beloved father, ask Allah to forgive us. We have erred very, very greatly. So that conduct of this father in the face of adversity and those children that had turned against him, this type of conduct, the Quran teaches us this compassion, tolerance, constantly giving advice, being there for your children, not lashing out, etc., brought about a complete reformation and change in those children. So coming back to this incident, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, قَبَّلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْحَسَنَ بْنَ عَلِي. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. فَقَالَ الْأَقْرَعْ بِنْ حَابِسْ. Aqra' bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an elderly sahabi. He was min sadati bani tamim. He was from the leaders or the elderly people of the Banu Tamim tribe. The muarikhin, the historians, mention about him, huwa min mu'allafatil qulub. Mu'allafatil qulub is a term that is referred to certain people that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to the distribution of the spoils of war, he gave them disproportionate shares. This was a right that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Certain people, he gave them very large amounts in order to win them over because they held positions of status, etc., prior to Islam. So Aqra bin Habis was one such individual or one such example. Allati hasuna Islamo. Yet after he accepted Islam, he beautified his Islam. His name was Firas. Like I mentioned, he was from the Banu Tamim tribe. He took part with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the conquest of Makkah, in the expedition of Hunain, and in the expedition of the siege of Taif. In other words, these expeditions occurred in the latter part of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Aqra bin Habis saw this love and affection that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was displaying towards his grandchild, like I said, it was a culture where they were not used to this type of thing. In fact, they regarded this as beneath their dignity. They regarded this as a social error to behave in such a way. So when he saw this, he said, "Inna li asharatam min al-walad." He said, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have 10 children. I have 10 children, ma qabbaltu minhum ahada. I have never kissed a single one of them." In other words, I never showed this type of affection and love for my own children. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said to him, this response which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave is an example of what we've mentioned many, many times previously, that Allah Ta'ala had blessed Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with what we call this great miracle, that at times he would say something very, very brief, but the meaning was voluminous. And in this response, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions one, what we call one of the sunnats and principles of Allah. And Allah never deviates or digresses from His sunnah. So there's a little bit of detail in this, the benefit of this response. We've run out of time, but just translate it. Man la yarham, la yurham. That, O Aqra, the one who will not display mercy, show mercy, Allah will never show mercy to him. Like it was Tawfiq, just one line, alhamdulillah.